if we refuse to live by faith, it means that we refuse to function the way God wants us to function. In Habakkuk 2, verse 4, the Bible says that, let me start it from verse 2. It says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry." Praise the Lord. So it tells us that whatever God promises us is a vision. What I mean is, it's like a vision. If God says, "I have made you more than a conqueror," all right, it's a vision. As you can see, what you estimate what a more than a conqueror is. If it's a negative situation with you, you see yourself overcome it. So it's like a vision. We see in pictures. Am I correct? If I say red right now, your mind goes to the red that you've seen. We see in pictures. Words create pictures. Hallelujah. So the vision of a sick person is to be well. So when Jesus says to a man who is lying on his bed, "You are healed," that person envisions being walking around, feeling good, and all of that. Hallelujah. So write your vision, write where you're going, where do I want to be? Amen. And I tarry, I wait for it. I take the word of God, I write it down, I wait for it, I ponder on it. Hallelujah. He said, "Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him." This is talking about the adversary, the children of darkness. Actually, it's the man of sin he's referring to here. That his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. He said, "But the just shall live by his faith." The just shall live by his faith. The just, the lifestyle of the just is the lifestyle of faith. Are we agreed on that? Praise the Lord. This is what God has said in his word. And when we deal with God, we have to be in agreement with him. Amen. We have to be in agreement with him. The Bible says in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Hallelujah. Now, all our lives in this world, we have learned or become informed and educated through the things that we have heard from our teachers, our environment, our information on the internet. People teach us things and all of that. And the doctors tell us things about our health, and we have believed them. But sometimes somebody is told, the person is perfectly healthy, does not feel anything, and the person went for an annual checkup, like some people do, and then they look at you and say, "Actually, there's something developing somewhere, and we need to look at it." Immediately, your countenance changes. You are concerned. So they tell you, "Okay, we need to take a little sample of it. So you come in about a week's time, we're going to measure it, and then we'll see what will happen." Then the person shows up and all of that. All these things you're doing is that you believe what the doctor said. Let us say that you have a different opinion. Let's say that you overheard, let's say when you were in the restroom, the doctor was in another room, but he was close to you, and said, "There is a certain Brittany coming to see me, and I know nothing is wrong with her, but I'm going to tell her something is wrong." So you overheard him. Okay, when you get into that room and he says that thing he's going to say to you, what would you do? You will reject it. Is that not true? Why? You didn't believe it. You did not accept it. Hallelujah. Now, God tells the believer to trust him. Trust that what I'm saying to you about what things are what they are. Live by believing what I say, rather than what you see. That the things that you see in this world are not as real as you think that they are. Hallelujah. He says to us that the things that are seen are temporal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, okay? Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we are looking at the eternal things. We're looking at the substance of things, the reality of things, the real things. Amen. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 1, it says that of his own fullness also we have received grace for grace. The fullness of Christ, we have received grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of us have majored on grace, but we have not seen the truth. What is that? Truth means reality as things really are. And the person who determines what is true is the truth himself, and that is God. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So what God says is real. It's more real than what we feel. What God says is more real than what we see. Now, you are taking a journey with me as I'm talking. What is that? You're stepping out of the carnal life into the spiritual life. To reason the way God wants us to reason is to be spiritually minded. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Praise the Lord. To reason as God wants us to reason is to be spiritually minded. To reason the way the natural man reasons is to be carnally minded, which is the way of reasoning that is contrary to the word of God. God wants us to live the God kind of life. He has given us the God kind of life. But he wants us to step out and live the way he lives. Hallelujah. Now, this is what happens a lot of times. Today, we live the way God wants us to live. We come to church, we hear the word, wow, wow, wow. And then you go out there and somebody says, put all that thing away. I know Brother John that it killed. And you say, oh. You know what has happened? You have stepped out of the spirit into the natural, the carnal, natural way of doing things. There is a supernatural life. God has called the believer to live the supernatural life. And that life is lived by faith. Not by fake. By faith. Amen? And the Bible says also that to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death. Death here does not mean cessation of life. It just means that the process of spiritual, of corruption and degradation begins to come as long as you reason that way. As long as your mindset is carnal, you're not going to make spiritual progress. You're not going to make the kind of progress that brings miracles. You're not going to make the kind of progress that brings the super of God into the natural for you to have a supernatural manifestation. It's never going to happen. Or you're in an environment where somebody is believing and the manifestations are coming for you to dive in and begin to enjoy the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, we're supposed to be spiritually minded. Now, let me read it from verse 5. It says, for they that are after the flesh, that is, those whose concern, absolute concern and well-being is just what the flesh says. What do we mean by the flesh? The senses. The physical world is all they know. They live here, and that's they don't want to know anything else. It's like people who live in the streets. They like the street life. What they know is the street life. They don't trust law enforcement. They're in the criminal life. What I mean by that is that they're comfortable if crime is taking place. They're only there to defend themselves. They might not commit any crime, but they'll defend themselves. They know how to, they know when there is danger, and they know how to get out of that place because they understand the street life. Now, the person who's after the flesh understands the life of the senses. If I feel cold in my body, then I'm cold. I must have fever. If I have a headache, then or I feel a headache, then I must have a headache. And they talk like that. Praise the Lord. You sit down and the enemy flashes, sends something into your mind and makes you feel that you're attracted to someone. You lust after the person and he says, you're really attracted to that person. That's the right person for you. How many of us know that cannot mean that that person is the right person for you? In fact, many people have made a lot of mistakes doing stuff like that. When they acted on it, they woke up the next day. It might have been consensual what happened, but the lady claimed that she was raped. And a lot of football, soccer stars, as they call them, have gone down the drain because of one night stands that destroyed their career. Praise the Lord. They are people of the senses. Hallelujah. They are people of the senses. You feel something, maybe grew up a little bit. They say it's a tumor, blah, blah, blah. They give you all the things. They reel it out and you accept it. In much the same way, I was listening to, but let me finish reading this. It says, but they that are after the Spirit, those who whose mind or life are too attuned to the things of God. Our mind is set in heaven. They that are after the Spirit do mind the things. They that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. That means we mind the things of the Spirit. Our mind is set on the things of God. Our minds are not set on the things of this world. We don't live from the outside in. We live from the inside out. We live from the new nature that we have received from God. Hallelujah. He said, then he says, for to be carnally minded, to be mind, all that your mind is thinking about are the earthly things, the physical things. You're judging things from your five senses. That is all that is happening around you is tied around that. The Bible says if that's how you're living, you're on the path of death. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. When you are always thinking sensually, that is, you know, all your thinking is after the flesh, you're acting after the flesh, you are always going to be disobedient to God. You feel? This is what happens that makes people, some of them have done, they've been advised, don't do this thing, it's not right. And they kept on doing it and they ended up in jail. Whilst in jail, they're still not acting properly and they're getting beaten all the time by the guards, and they think that they can continue in rioting and disobedience. And what is happening is that it's putting them more deeper into trouble. Hallelujah. And some of them lose their lives in the process. But was that God's plan? No. You need to be spiritually minded. You see, but the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. It does not obey God. It doesn't. If you tell that person, this carnal-minded person, this is what the word of God says. There was a woman that I was watching. I'm not sure where she was. Maybe The View or one of these people. He said that, you know, when they said she's fed up with people saying, every time you say, well, this is what the Bible says, that they don't care about the Bible. Blah, 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 blah. That is, they're not subject to the law of God. They don't care. But will they suffer the consequences of it? Yes. Because remember, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. As long as she believes that thing she believes, she cannot have a life of peace. When God says, don't do something because the consequence of it is there, and she just says, I don't care what you said, the Bible says that for that reason I'm going to do it, and they go ahead and do it, and it will produce its results. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of it is death. Hallelujah. Now, there are a lot of people who've been told that, okay, you need to transist from one sex to another. That you see, once you do that, there'll be peace. That the reason why you're feeling the way you're feeling is that you are actually not who you think that you are, who you look like. You are somebody else. Did God say that? No. The serpent said that. So they went with the serpent, and just like Eve died, some of them, it was after they did the sex change that it dawned on them that they had done something wrong. And they couldn't reverse it. And some of them have ended up committing suicide, different things. That's why they have a high suicide rate among that group of people. Now, instead of them investigating and finding out what is bringing that, they say it is because of bullying. It's because people are not affirming their gender. So they now are blaming other people. Even if everybody calls you a she when you're a he, it won't change how you feel. A lot of things happen when people want to commit suicide. They say that their greatest regret has always been when they jumped off the cliff. But by then, it was too late. Those who made it to the ground and got up and they were fixed and patched up told us that was the greatest regret. It's as if the devil just takes his hand off of them and they can see what they have done. And a lot of people did not come back from there. So it's not the solution. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, I've said all this to say this. God, when God is dealing with a person, because God is a faith God, God tells you the thing the way he wants it to be. In the beginning, when God came into, had made the heavens and the earth was without shape and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, in Genesis chapter 1, he said that, or the Bible tells us that, and then God said, let there be light. And there was light. So God calls those things into being that was not that he wants to be. Remember that the environment was chaotic. The environment was not right. God was not complaining about the environment. He recreated the environment according to his reality, his perception, because he is the creator. He created the world to be inhabited. Something happened between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2, because that was not the beginning of creation. What I mean by that is that the devil would not have been in the garden if he had already become the devil. So it tells us that Adam and Eve were not the first beings that God ever created. At that time, the fall of Lucifer had already taken place. Are we agreed up to this point? That was what happened. Praise the Lord. So when God came in, God knew what the world looked like before now. and he now wanted to rebuild it. So he began to call those things that did not exist physically into being. He didn't say the world is so chaotic. Look, it's crazy. If a doctor was looking at it, he would say that throw it away. The world is no longer salvageable. He said, oh, take him home or take her home. We can't do anything. Just go and make arrangements for the funeral. That was the state of the earth at the time God saw it. Praise the Lord. But God said, let there be light. He began to walk as the words he spoke were words of faith. They were not, he was not saying, oh, he's God, that's why. No. They were words of faith. He lives, that is his way of living. And he has called us to live that way.